Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two here of Fantasy Sports Today. Some real good discussion in hour number one from Byron Kerr. If you want to go back and listen to that interview, just press the rewind button if you're listening on demand. Also, we'll get some of that posted for you on social media. But coming up this hour, we dive into a little college football. And yes, a full slate of games in Major League Baseball. We'll have a preview of the weekend as Fantasy Sports Today on this Friday continues now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
There'd be nothing better for me to come on the show today and crap all over Cleveland, say Miami was the better venue for the All-Star game. That was not the case. Cleveland seems to have come through. Their sports fans are very passionate. They care about their players. There's only one problem with Cleveland, as we know. It's outside of that championship that LeBron James, when he was with the Cavs, brought to them. The city of Cleveland don't win all that much. Lenny Melman, is Vlad Jr. the top fantasy rookie moving forward?
I say no. I say the number one rookie who's going to have a better career than Vladimir Guerrero is Eloy Jimenez, White Sox. He just, his field presence, is just his manner, just the way he plays the game with the utmost confidence when he comes up to bat. Even when he makes out, he looks impressive. I think Eloy is going to be a better player than Vlad.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're here until 2 o'clock Eastern, and then we turn it over to full-time fantasy. Craig Mish here with you as we're getting ready for the second half of the baseball season. We did have one game last night, as that keeps being noted to me. We did have one game last night, and would you believe that Lance Lynn is 12-4 with a 3.69 earned run average? After the season that Lance Lynn had last year, this dude struck out 11 last night in 7 innings. And doesn't this kind of stamp home that point? I hope other pitchers around the league can honestly notice the difference between a pitcher who doesn't have a spring training and then has to sign in late March or even into April. And that was obviously the case with Lance Lynn last year. This year, he's been so much better. Not a lot of selling high on a guy like this that pitches for the Texas Rangers. I get it. But if you invested a last round pick, I would say in some 12-team leagues, Lance Lynn probably wasn't even drafted. And therein lies the problem in fantasy sports and also the luck and the fun in fantasy sports. Because sometimes you never know when a guy is going to come out of nowhere to have a big season, and that indeed is the case yesterday. Yeah, Texas beat Houston at 5-0 in that game. And the Astros, after that fantastic start, kind of came back to earth a little bit. Oakland is still hanging around. Texas still hanging around. I fully expect Oakland to be okay. Now, last night in the game, in case you missed it, Alex Bregman took a foul, a ball off the chin. He needed stitches, but you know him. He's going to continue to play. Some of the other topics that we talked about in the first hour of the show, we'll reiterate them here. The NBA free agency and offseason's been fantastic. What does it mean now that Chris Paul is a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder? How did it get to the point where NBA guys making $40 million a year can't get traded, right? Like John Wall's hurt, that Washington wants to get rid of him. Chris Paul, 40 mil, get rid of him. Russell Westbrook, 38 million, whatever he's making, get rid of him. Look, there's a salary cap, so you can't ever go over a certain point with money, so it'll never get to where, like, for example, baseball is, where their guys get 10 years, $350 million, whatever it is. Like, that's not happening. These max contracts max you out at a certain amount that you can sign. But Chris Paul went from one of the top, what, five players in the NBA 5 years ago? Maybe five's a little strong, but he was in the top 10 for sure. Probably top five. To now, he's a throwaway player. Houston gave him away, essentially. They just swapped contracts and picks. Oklahoma City ended up doing better. And now they've got a ton of picks. And as I brought up in the first hour of the show, I don't follow the NBA as closely as probably a lot of other people do. I've never seen a team in the history of the league have this many draft picks. Got like eight first-round draft picks over the next 10 years. I think somebody made the comment that one of their first-round picks that they acquired would be someone who is 12 years old right now. I mean, that's nuts. But I'm always up for teams changing the way that sports are run and rebuilds are run. I think it's fascinating to me. In baseball, what Houston did, what the Cubs did, what the Phillies did, what the Braves did, it's so rare to see those things play. Now what the White Sox have done, and all of a sudden the White Sox seem that their tear down is being built back up. You've seen the Orioles tear it all down. The Marlins have torn it all down. Well, now Oklahoma City has not only torn it all down, but they have all these first-round picks to build it back up. And maybe the Thunder are horrible for the next 2 years, which gives them, by the way, more first-round picks. But they are going to be in such a good spot potentially for a 3 or 4 year period that it makes it all worth it if they're able to compete for a championship. Forget next year for the Thunder. Forget the following year for the Thunder. They're going to go like the process route, like Philly, except for they have so many more first round picks than Philly ever did. And you could say right now that the Sixers are a contender every year, maybe not for the title, but a contender in the East. That's for sure. They have enough players there. I'm just fascinated with the way that teams approach things. And give the GM of Oklahoma City a lot of credit. He was the one that was able to get it done. All right, coming up next on the show, we're going to give you some players that I think in the second half of the season, I wouldn't say that they're going to crash down, but they are going to come down to earth a little bit. Then we'll do the baseball schedule for tonight. I'll give you some value picks and pitchers. John Love, our first college football conversations coming up at 1:40 Eastern. Then we have some exit velocity. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. You're listening live on FantasySportsNetwork.com, on demand, iTunes, Android, everywhere where podcasts are heard. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on FNTSY.
Rain dance! Make it rain.
The U.S. government changed the rules and recognizes players from Asia, Europe, all over the world now. They will allow you to get a visa issued into this country if you are an esports player under the headline of it, you are an athlete.
I think these things are games, not sports. All right. And so you're a player, not an athlete.
Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car
car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to Fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at Fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to Fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to Fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to Fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's Fat100.com.
The morning after.
Florida State doesn't have that luster. Willie Taggart, that's not a hot seat. That's an electric chair that this dude's in. The Miami Hurricanes had that little whatever. The old turnover chain and all that crap when they won 8-9 games in a row. Not fully back, guys. You know what I mean? Right. It's because, you know, you're not embarrassing yourself doesn't mean you're back. The best team in the state has been Central Florida over the past couple of years. 25-1 in their last 26 football games.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish back with you here on Fantasy Sports Today, and we'll be here until 2 o'clock. Good to be with you here on a Friday. Hope you have big plans for the weekend. Also, you can get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website on DraftKings for details. Well, it doesn't take a contest to know the second half of the season is going to have a bunch of questions for players who have potentially overachieved in baseball. And that is always the hardest thing to identify, I think, by looking at a roster that you may have and trying to figure out which of the players that are not just sell-high guys, but sell-high players that other people may have interest in. And that's kind of the reason that you have to do a little bit of a deeper dive in understanding who you're playing against in the league that you're playing in. The example that we used a couple of days ago here on the show was the pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles, John Means, who's having a great year. ERA of 2.5 and spent about 10 days on the injured list, but really has been one of the nicest surprises in both fantasy and reality. In fact, he made the All-Star team. But when you are a fantasy analyst and a prognosticator and you say to yourself, can I sell high on John Means? The answer is no, because no one is going to believe that he's going to have that second half of the season. Now, look, it doesn't apply to every player. It doesn't apply to every league. But in general, most people who play fantasy baseball are not novices. They understand the grind. They understand how this works. And so it's a little foolish for, I think, people to put out there a player that is doing things so far above what they normally do that you can count on that. Like Tommy La Stella is a good example of that. If I gave you a list of players to sell high on, I would never have Tommy La Stella on the list because I don't think that anybody's going to want him from you. They all know that this is not who that player is. So you can't expect that in the second half of the season. So what can we expect? You got to dive a little bit into the players that are all-stars, potential all-stars, and these are players that were relatively drafted in terms of ADP in the first 100 picks. And there's nothing wrong with selling a player like that, and I'll give you a good example. Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox. He's a favorite player for a lot of people. And he's got those sort of on-base splits like Adam Jones had for many, many years where the guy just doesn't walk. And his batting average has to carry him into a position where he can make him viable. And look, he's had an excellent first half of the season. 11 home runs, 15 stolen bases, 317 batting average. But here is the issue with Anderson. I think he's probably getting better. I think that he's becoming a better player. But I don't think there's any chance of him having an OBP of 34% at the end of the year. His BABIP is way too high. And his historical numbers career-wise, his OBPs, check this out, in seasons that he's played in full, 276 OBP in 17, 281 last year, 342 this year. Those numbers are going to come down. He walked 30 times last year. He's only got 7 walks this year. Now, look, if you have a guy for stolen bases, this is the guy. Because he's still going to steal probably 15 steals the second half. He'll have a career high in stolen bases. And that's one of the reasons why you have him. But some of those other numbers, I think, are going to come down in a big way for Tim Anderson. And even though he is on a better team and there are some positive signs for him, he's probably somebody that if I knew someone needed steals and I was out there, I think that I would sell. Speaking of which, and ironically, a few of these players today that I've looked at are at the shortstop position. I don't know why it's worked out this way, but it does seem like a little bit of the overachieving players this year in the game are coming from that position. In fact, Tim Anderson, Jorge Polanco, who's not on my list, he's having a career year too, but Polanco kind of came out of nowhere. And although Elvis Andrews has had some great years in the past, Elvis Andrews is on his way to another fantastic season. Now, his career year for Elvis Andrews was 2 years ago. I don't know what happened that year, but he hit 20 home runs. And his career numbers are pretty much above where they normally are. His on-base percentage is about 30 points higher than it was last year. His batting average about 50 points higher than it was last year. Career 25 points above. Stolen bases way ahead of pace. RBIs way ahead of pace. And so that's another player that if I had several players that were stealing bases, I think that I would consider moving him. For some reason, even though Texas has had a much better season than a lot of people think, he's just one of those guys for me that I never end up drafting, and sometimes it ends up burning you. But he's getting older in his career. I just don't see the second half coming for him like he did in the first half, and I would probably punt him. Now, the big question for a player that I have next, and this is a tough one for me because this is probably the question that I've been asked most in terms of selling high in the second half, because you can do that with this player, and that's Gleyber Torres of the New York Yankees. Now, before you say, whoa, why would you do that? Torres has 19 home runs and 50 RBIs. 292 batting average. Is there a chance that Torres is a 35, 40 home run, 100 RBI guy? Maybe that is the case. Maybe. But I think the likelihood is that he had the first half of his career, and he's had a short career. But these offensive numbers, I don't think anybody saw this coming and coming this fast. Now, in 123 games in 2018, Torres hit 24 bombs. If you prorate and give him an extra 20 games, give him another 3 or 4 home runs, then that puts him at about 28 on the season. And 271 batting average, 340 on base. Torres right now is on pace to shatter that. 35 would be the low in terms of home runs. Is there a chance that he's just getting better? Yeah. There's that. But he didn't hit a home run in the final week before the All-Star break. Maybe he's getting tired. His last 30 games, he hit 6 home runs. So is there a chance that all of these other numbers are still really good for Torres, but the home runs come down? If that is indeed the case, and he only ends up hitting 26 home runs, that only gives him 7 home runs in his last 70 games. Keep those things in mind when you're dealing with somebody who's looking for power and looking at it from an infield position. So strangely enough today, guys who I think that will come down to earth a little bit are all of the shortstop position. Tim Anderson of the White Sox, Elvis Andrews of the Rangers, and Gleyber Torres of the New York Yankees. Those are the three players that if I had in fantasy, I'd be shopping a little bit to see if I could get something back in return, potentially a pitcher or someone else. Coming up next on the show, it's finally time. We got a full baseball schedule ahead of us tonight in Major League Baseball. In fact, we got a game starting in an hour from now. The Cubs are at it. Got an earlier game between the Washington Nationals and Philadelphia Phillies. And not all of the aces on the mound to start the second half of the season, because some of them pitched in the All-Star game on Tuesday. Then coming up at 1:40 Eastern, we're joined by the gridiron scholar John Lobb, who will give us our first preview of the college fantasy football season. And then we'll have some exit velocity to end the show. And then you don't want to go anywhere if you're listening live, because coming up at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock Eastern, full-time fantasy will be on. And Adam Ronis and Dr. Roto will give you a little bit of a preview of the weekend. And that's how we do it here on FNTSY on this Friday. We'll take a quick time out. We'll be back with plenty more here on FNTSY, including a preview of all of the games tonight. Don't go away.
Money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations? Records from a legal situation or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you. You'll want to stay tuned because coming up in 15 minutes from now, we talk some college football with John Lobb. It is the second half of the baseball season, though. And keeping with our theme of talking baseball and fantasy baseball here on this show, as we will throughout the summer. And then as time goes on, we'll shift over to a little football as promised. Let's give you the baseball schedule for today. Can't wait. Let's get it back going, guys, right? Like, it was great to have off and fly into New York Sunday. All-star stuff Monday. All-star stuff Tuesday. Day off Wednesday. Day off yesterday. But I'm ready. I'm ready for the second half tonight. Nothing really on Netflix that I'm dying to watch. Got some chill time coming up here this summer. Got my kids. Let's get the baseball going back again. So let's dive in here in this segment. I'll give you some of the possible streaming options that I like today, as well as some starting pitchers. We start with the Cubs. They have the first game back in the NL after the break. They play the Pirates today, and it is Yu Darvish against Chris Archer. What will Josh Bell do for an encore in the second half of the season? 302, 27 home runs, 84 runs driven in. It's like a dream to draft that guy in fantasy to get the production that you've gotten. But we'll be interesting to see also what the Cubs do. They talked to, it looks like Joe Maddon had some comments before. This could be the last run for Joe Maddon as the Cubs manager. That's certainly possible. 6:05 Eastern, Nationals and Phillies. You heard Byron Kerr talk about that game. Steven Strasburg and Nick Pavetta. 47-42 for the Nats, 47-43 for the Phillies. Make no mistake about it. That's a big series coming up, and I'm looking forward to catching that game. Blue Jays and Yankees tonight in the American League. The Jays are 23 games under 500. Their season is over. The Yankees are 26 games over. And the Yankees get to face Aaron Sanchez tonight. We talked to Brad Ziegler about him yesterday. Sanchez 3-12 with an ERA of 6. And he gets the first start out of the break. Domingo Herman starts for the Yankees 10-2 with a 3.67 earned run average. And the Yankees having now kind of, for the most part, their lineup back again. So it should be an interesting time to be in New York and feasting on the Jays and the Orioles. I would guess that there's probably a lot of wins coming the way of New York, Boston, Tampa in that second half of the season. Speaking of Tampa, yep, they play the Orioles, 7:05 Eastern. Tampa Bay at Baltimore in this one. The Rays in the first half were 52-39. The Orioles are 27-62. Yonny Chirinos is probably owned in every fantasy league, but from a DFS perspective, you got to like this matchup tonight for sure. Chirinos 7-4 with a 3.15 earned run average. Dylan Bundy's 4-10 with a 4.65 earned run average. Renato Nunez was the big star for Baltimore in the first half when Mancini went down. 20 home runs, 49 runs driven in. Brandon Lau looks like he'll come off the DL, injured list, excuse me. I got to get that right. 16 home runs, 49 runs driven in. Austin Meadows is an interesting case. Gray Albright was on our show earlier this week. Not really sure what to think of him in the second half of the season. He had a fantastic beginning of the year and then kind of fell back a little bit. He'll be a key piece for Tampa if they're going to get into the postseason and beyond. Probably the most intriguing series this weekend is going to go on in Boston as the Dodgers make a rare trip to take on the Red Sox. The Dodgers with baseball's most wins, 60-32 on the season. The Red Sox are just 8 games over. Kenta Maeda takes the ball for L.A., and for Boston, it is Eduardo Rodriguez. Maeda 7-5 with a 3.76. Erod 9-4 with a 4.65. Cody Bellinger 336, 30 home runs, 71 RBIs at the break. Wow. 7:10 Eastern, Twins and Indians. So we're going to get that division battle getting going here. Twins 56-33, Indians 50-38. Kyle Gibson against Mike Clevinger. I got to get Clevinger back in my lineup tonight for this one. Gibson 8-4 with a 4.09. Clevinger 2-2 with a 4.44. Indians have put themselves within striking distance of the Twins again. Mets and Marlins tonight. That'll be the game that I'm at. Mets are 10 games under, 40-50. They'll start Jason Vargas tonight. The Marlins will have Caleb Smith, who started right before the break. 4-4 with a 3.50 earned run average. Astros and Rangers play the second game of their four-game series. And Texas is 49-42 coming off that 5-0 shutout last night. They got Jesse Chavez tonight, 3-4 with a 3.30. Gerrit Cole, 9-5 with a 3.09 earned run average. This could be the final half for Gerrit Cole in a Houston Astros uniform. It's certainly possible because Cole, of course, will be a free agent after the season. 8:10 Eastern, Giants and Brewers. It'll be Sean Anderson against Chase Anderson. Sean Anderson 3-2 with a 4.23 earned run average, and Chase Anderson 4-2 with a 4.32 earned run average. I asked you guys on Twitter, by the way, you make the call, what should we end up doing? And the votes are in, and you'd like to hear a conversation between Christian Yelich and Cody Bellinger. Who would you rather have in the second half? Well, I'll give it to you now. My answer is Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers. You know what? I think that Yelich steals more bases. I think he hits more home runs. I think he hits for a higher batting average. I think Bellinger probably drives in more runs. So answering your question from You Make the Call, if you wanted to pick one guy between the two and you're doing a redraft half-season league, take Christian Yelich. That's my advice. There you go. You make the call. You win right there. Tigers and Royals. Yuck. Yuck. Does anybody want to see this one? Ugh. Royals are 31 games under. Tigers are 30 games under. Turnbull comes off the injured list tonight to start for Detroit. Danny Duffy for Kansas City. My gosh, is there a worse game on the board? I have no idea, but this is one that I will have no interest in, will not watch, will not care. Diamondbacks and Cardinals. These two teams got to figure out who they are in the next couple of weeks. It'll be interesting. Robbie Ray, 6-6 with a 3.96 earned run average. Adam Wainwright, 5-7, 4.31. Is this the last second half of a season for Adam Wainwright? Probably so. The Cardinals announced yesterday that Yadier Molina is going to miss a few weeks. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking that the Cardinals may want to punt. They just don't look strong enough. No Molina, no Ozuna. Flaherty hasn't been as good as they thought. Arizona's probably going to have to make a decision pretty soon, too, who they want to be, buyers or sellers. Some people think the Reds are buyers. I don't get that one. They're 41-46. They're at Colorado this weekend. The Rockies had that nice little run to put them above 500. Then before the break, they fell below it again. John Gray, 9-6 with a 3.92. Sonny Gray, 5-5 with a 3.59. Charlie Blackman's having another fantastic season for them. But it's really put up or shut up time for the Reds. I can't see how the Reds would think of buying players being five games under 500 on July 31st. But indeed, there's some discussion that that could be the case. The late games tonight, Mariners and Angels. Mike Leake starts for Seattle, who is just playing out the string. The Angels, of course, with the tragedy of Tyler Skaggs. It's kind of giving them a little bit of a mulligan, I think, in the second half of the season. I don't know how they're supposed to bounce back from that tragedy. I've seen that in Miami. So Trevor Cole is in their rotation now. Cole 1-0 with a 4.58 earned run average. I'll have to keep an eye on him. Maybe in a mixed league he's worth something if he ends up pitching well. Doesn't have a ton of pedigree of being a top prospect, but the Angels are going to need some pitching help for sure. They're one game under. Seattle, of course, is 16 games under 500. Their season is over. White Sox and Athletics, Ivan Nova, Mike Fiers. Oakland, yet again, is in the mix. Nine games over, 50-41. White Sox, I think, probably start fading if I had to take a guess. They're two games under 500. I think Fiers is a great streaming option tonight, even in these leagues of 10 or 12 teams, or if you're playing DFS, I would roster Fiers tonight against Chicago. I think they're headed the other way, and that could start tonight. And then finally, the last game on the board, 10:10 Eastern, Braves and Padres. Dallas Keuchel for Atlanta against Denelson Lamet of the San Diego Padres. Lamet has come back off Tommy John surgery. He made one start right before the break. He threw five innings. He struck out seven. He gave up a couple of runs. Andrea Lamont was right on him when she talked about it earlier this week. This guy's a very high strikeout per nine pitcher. Now, I don't know how many innings he'll be able to throw this year, and my guess is it will not be more than 70, but he's already thrown five. He's probably got 65 more to go and another eight or nine starts. if you can have him for a short period of time, understanding that in a head-to-head league at the end of the year, you ain't going to have him for the postseason, it may not be a bad idea to add him and pick him up. Coming up next, we dive into some college basketball with our good friend John Laub, who does great work over at Fantrax and gets you ready for the college football season. He is ready to go, and he's going to give you some college football analysis. And then coming up at the top of the hour, what we'll do is we'll turn it over to our friends Dr. Roto and Adam Ronis. They've got your full-time fantasy all set up. As a reminder, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can download and listen to this podcast on demand on any of the popular apps that you usually hear podcasts. Live, you can listen to it, of course, on the iHeartRadio app or Stitcher, as well as our Fantasy Sports Radio, Fantasy Sports Network app, fantasysportsnetwork.com. That's another great way you can listen to the show live. But also on demand, make sure you download iTunes, the Google Play. Stitcher is another great place you can listen to this. And when all else fails, if you just want to listen to it on an internet browser, go to audioboom.com and we post the audio there for you as well. We'll talk to our good friend John Laub coming up next. It's time to dive into some fantasy football for the first time, but we'll do it college style here on the show next. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. I promised that once we got past the All-Star break that we would start mixing in some football. I'm not quite ready to do a pro yet because we still have 2 months until then. So the focus, of course, is still fantasy baseball here on the show. But at the same time, what's really starting to creep up is college football. Practices begin for these guys next week. The games begin in a month. And for those of you who play college fantasy football, you should do it over at Fantrax, where our good friend John Lobb does a lot of work writing over there. And he's very well schooled, as the Gridiron Scholar should be. And he joins us now to talk a little college fantasy football here for the first time this year on our show. John, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I mean, I can't believe how quickly the college season comes upon us, because you're right. It kicks off earlier than the NFL season. I don't think a lot of people necessarily realize that.
Yeah, and they play games the first weekend. Usually there's like one big game and then a few gimmies, and then they play another week before the NFL plays. They play two full weeks in college before they play the pros. And so for people who are playing fantasy or even playing best ball, yeah, I mean, we're getting close to that time where it is relevant, a week or two away, really, for me. So let's kind of dive in here, John. And before we get to the specific players, for people who are maybe thinking about playing college for the first time, whether it's best ball or a season-long league, how would you describe the differences in preparation and in execution college as opposed to just people who play fantasy football?
So the first thing you have to understand in college fantasy football is the value of the dual-threat quarterback. The numbers that the quarterbacks can put up, because it's very reasonable for a quarterback to get 800 yards rushing, and then sometimes you'll get a quarterback like Khalil Tate 2 years ago at 1,400 yards rushing. So when you get that dual threat quarterback, you absolutely, his value is off the charts, Craig. And we already know, if you like NFL football, how much more valuable Cam Newton and Deshaun Watson is. But in college football, it's on steroids, because of the ability for the player to accumulate points with their legs. And then the second thing is, do not be intimidated by 130 teams. You can play the total FBS, in which that's what I like, but you could play a Power 5 college fantasy football seasons where you're limited to the five big conferences, which is 60 teams, or you could play a group of five, which is another about 70 teams. So if you are intimidated by the 130, you can limit the player pool. But I say just jump in. You'll learn all the players. It's amazing. And the waiver wire is even more abundant than the NFL.
We're joined by John Lobb, Gridiron Scholar, and we're going to talk some college football with him and dive into some potential players. It's, by the way, really, I think, interesting. If you play college football, it'll help you in the NFL, as John mentioned. It's a really important part of it. And I want to talk about some of the rankings, too. I think he's got one of the wide receivers too low, but I'll get to that in a second. Let's talk about quarterbacks here, because, John, even if you're not a college football fan, everybody knows who Tua Tagovailoa is. And then it's funny that everybody became an expert on Trevor Lawrence once they saw him play in the college football championship last year. But we watched all last year. We saw this kid play. Of course, he didn't have a chance to play early on in the season. They were going back and forth with a couple of different guys and injuries. And then they snuck out that Syracuse game. I don't even remember who was at quarterback for Clemson in that Syracuse game. I think it was like their fourth guy. But let's talk about those two, how high they'll go in fantasy drafts, and which one you prefer.
Great question. Now, I'm all about Tua Tagovailoa. I have been drafting him like crazy. I seem to be one of the college fantasy football, you know, experts who is absolutely in love with him. I think he's slipping under the radar for some reason. If you look at what Alabama has right now, this is an embarrassment of riches at the wide receiver position. Jerry Jeudy, who should be a top three pick in the NFL next year. Henry Ruggs, who you could say is a top prospect. Devonta Smith, Jaden Waddle. And their backfield has a lot of talent, but not a proven runner. One of the things that Nick Saban has done so well is he has made that transition to a passing game, similar to what Bill Belichick did in New England when he had Randy Moss and Wes Welker. He unleashed Tom Brady. Nick Saban has now transferred his power running game into an explosive passing game. I think Tua, to me, he's a top five pick in college fantasy football. I love him. And Trevor Lawrence, I'm more bullish on him. Now, I have him ranked number four at quarterback, where I have Tua at number three. But I love Trevor Lawrence. Now, I understand the major concern is that Clemson might have the top running back in the country in Travis Etienne. He's simply amazing. However, he scored like 26 touchdowns last year. I don't expect him to replicate that number this season. And Trevor Lawrence, with Justin Ross and T. Higgins at wide receiver, he has almost as good of a weapons on the outside as Tua. I can't wait to see these two young men play. But I'm going Tua if I have my choice between the two.
John Lobb is with us, the Gridiron Scholar. You can read about his work over at FanTrax and covers college football in terms of fantasy like nobody else. So moving over to running back, Etienne has to be one of the top guys for sure this season. There's no doubt about that. I love Swift on Georgia also. It'd be another one that I would go. I mean, Georgia's running backs just year after year produce. I know that you're big on taking running backs in college football in general in your drafts, and then give us an idea how you have them ranked over at FanTrax.
Excellent. So I do have Etienne of Clemson at number two, and you mentioned Swift. I like Swift a lot. You mentioned another thing. You have to understand the systems, just like the NFL. But in college football, systems are just as important, if not more so. So Georgia, we know historically, and I'm old, so I've been watching from Herschel Walker to Nick Chubb.
Sure.
We know that the Bulldogs are going to run the football. DeAndre Swift, last year he had to share the backfield carries with Elijah Holyfield. But DeAndre Swift was one of the top high school recruits. I think he's going to blow up this year for the Bulldogs. So I have him at number eight. Back to systems. My number one guy is Jonathan Taylor of Wisconsin. In two seasons, he has over 4,000 career rushing yards. He's a junior, and we know Wisconsin is going to pound the football. I love him. He's my number one. The one back that people might not be familiar enough with is Eno Benjamin, the Arizona State running back. Last year, he was terrific. Pac-12 first team, AP All-American third team. He had over 1,500 yards rushing. I like him a lot. He's my number three of the Sun Devils. And I'll give you two more in the top five. Michael Warren of Cincinnati. Now, if you play in a group of five, you can make the argument that Michael Warren is a top three draft pick. The Bearcats run the football, and Michael Warren is the guy at 5'11", 218 pounds. And last year, he had over 1,300 yards. The one player that people aren't talking enough about is Joshua Kelly of UCLA. Chip Kelly. Everyone thinks that he is a passing game marvel, and I admit that he's going to throw the football. But if you look when he was at Oregon, LaMichael James and Kenjin Varner were amazing running backs. Joshua Kelly had over 1,200 yards rushing this year. I think the Bruins take a step forward, especially on the ground, so Joshua Kelly's my number five.
John Lobb's awesome, man. He can break it down like nobody else in college football. Moving over to wide receiver, we're going to have some beef here because, look, I have a favorite guy here, and I totally understand. Look, you gotta put Clemson's wide receiver in the top five for sure. I totally get it, and Ross is great. Wallace on Oklahoma State, sure. But, look, I don't care that they don't have a quarterback, John. Jalen Reagor has to be in the top five. This guy's the best receiver, I think, in the country. They were going through those quarterback issues last year, and he was unstoppable. I think he scored all of their points. Every single point that was scored by TCU was his. So I want him on all my fantasy teams. I think you got him a little too low. It's the only exception that I see here on the board. I got him in my top five. I know you got him in your top, what, 12?
I have him in my top 12, yes. Hey, I agree with you. If I knew who the quarterback was going to be and I could feel real comfortable, I would probably move him up into the top eight. And everything you said is absolutely correct, Craig. But I actually have him, I think I have him as my top five wide receiver prospects for the NFL draft next year, because he is a special player. He had offers to Alabama, Oklahoma, and he chose TCU over the – yeah, I mean, and he was all Big 12 second team last year. So you're absolutely right about the talent. I'm a little worried about the Horned Frogs. I think the entire program is falling down a little bit. Now, I hope they rebound, because I really enjoyed watching TCU play football over the last decade. But it does concern me a little bit. But I understand the good thing, Craig, is he's coming at a great value. I see him coming off the board in the fifth or sixth round. So you're absolutely right. If you want him on your team, I believe he's worthy of your number one wide receiver on any college fantasy football team. And if you want to go running back heavy, he is the perfect wide receiver to acquire later in the draft.
John Lobb is with us. John, last question for you. And again, aside from the players, it goes to the preparation. You know, for people who are looking at this, and obviously they can find all of your great work at FanTrax and all of your rankings, if you had to give somebody a piece of advice who are doing a best ball draft over the next few weeks, or they're preparing for a season-long draft, what is the best thing that they can do to prepare and get ready for the college football season? Because there's so much turnover, as you know, that goes on from year to year.
I would draft by the players in the programs that you feel good about. So we had mentioned DeAndre Swift of Georgia. Even if you don't think he's going to get 1,800 yards, you know Georgia is going to run the ball. So find the teams that have systems that produce points.
John, listen, man, it is always great to catch up with you. I appreciate you coming on. We'll definitely have you on again as we get closer to the season. Maybe I'll jump in a league of yours, or we could do a listener league over here as well, and certainly give my best to everybody over there at FanTrax. Thanks again so much for coming on, John, and have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too, my friend, and I would love to do a listener league. Have a great day.
That's awesome. Yeah, John Lobb is with us, Gridiron Scholar on Twitter. Listen, there is no one that covers college fantasy football like John. Although I would tell you, I love having disagreements, and I love having conversations with educated people, and John is simply one of the best. I love this kid on TCU, and he's right. TCU is not what they were, and Gary Patterson's team is probably not going to be as good as they have been, but I think this kid's talent on end of rounds and running the ball and on option plays, I think he's going to get a ton of PT the rest of the season. Okay, thanks again to John Lobb for coming on the show. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll come back next. We've got some exit velocity, and it will be my advice on how to play out the remainder of the fantasy baseball season, even if you're out of it, even if you are locking into everything that John is saying, even if you are listening to all of our other shows here on FNTSY, including the Fantasy BFFs coming up in 10 minutes as well. If you're listening to all of the shows and you're into wagering and you're into fantasy football, you cannot give up on fantasy baseball. That is part of our next subject matter here on Exit Velocity, coming up next here on FNTSY. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish. We got full-time fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. And on Monday, we'll be right back here with you for another edition of the show, a fun recap show, as we have our first full weekend of fantasy baseball back since the All-Star break. Can't wait to do that with you. And, of course, we'll start mixing in some football conversation as we move into July and August. But that is kind of my topic here as we end the show today with a little bit of exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, we end the show today with discussing how important it is for those of you who play fantasy sports to keep it ethical, keep it real. Don't quit on your league mates. Don't quit on your teammates. Give fantasy baseball another month or two to make sure that you're out of it before you start disappearing and moving over to fantasy football. A lot of people pay money to be in these leagues, and even if they don't, it shouldn't matter. Stop your teams at the very lineup each day to make sure that you're keeping things legitimate so that somebody doesn't win because of your negligence. And we'll end the show with that. Thanks very much for everybody for calling in. Thank you also to my producer today, Chris Bavona. Thank you to John Lobb for talking a little college football with us. Also, thank you to Byron Kerr for talking a little Washington Nationals with us. Don't forget, you can hear the show on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just by downloading the FNTSY app. I will speak to you again on Monday at noon. Have a great weekend, everybody. Full-time fantasy is next. See ya.
Couldn't catch the live show?
Yes.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh, super. So